An Un-American Dream, written and performed by Dr. Perry Daniel Gibson. Today, I am reminded. The voices of my ancestors echo, ringing through time, defying silence. Though Black history is erased in ink, it is written in the blood, the culture, our breath. We are carved into the bones of this land, and no hand can erase what is etched in eternity. Robert Smalls, a man who stole his freedom, sailed to destiny. Frederick Douglass, a quill that shattered iron chains. Sojourner Truth, a voice that made men tremble. Malcolm X, fire and thunder against injustice. Dr. King, a dream too vast for graves to hold. Jasmine Crockett, a voice unshaken, calling out injustice in the halls of power. John Robert Lewis, a quiet giant who moved mountains without demanding a spotlight. He turned marches into monuments, mentored change into motion, shaped community into purpose. He bled so we might stand. Cory Booker, a torchbearer of tenacity, a world record filibuster, 25.4 hours of unwavering resolve, holding truth on the Senate floor while justice stood waiting at the door. Nelson Mandela, Madiba, a name carved into struggle. They stripped him from books, but not from our souls, imprisoned for truth, yet never broken. You silenced their names, yet their spirits roar. He walked out of chains and into history. For every known warrior, there are thousands unknown, turning bars into bridges, mothers who nursed a nation, turning pain into power. Fathers who tilled stolen land, teaching the world what freedom truly means. Sons and daughters lynched yet unbroken. Builders of empires denied the right to own. We created history on our backs, bore the weight, the scars, the triumph. Still, we stand, staring into the face of adversity, laughing, living, thriving, an economic force, a people whose wealth runs deeper than gold. And what of our wanderers, our unhoused, who dream beneath bridges, earn diplomas, write dissertations in the shadows, rise from cardboard and tent cathedrals? I, too, have known pavement as pillows, yet carried books like sacred fire through nights of trembling and transformation. Healers in recovery, reborn alchemists, distillers of pain into purpose, fallen seven times, standing eight. Proof that even discarded seeds can bloom as roses through concrete. Proof that even discarded seeds can bloom as roses through cracked concrete. You lash back at DEI, rewrite the past, deny the truths that built the soil. But we are a force to be reckoned with, a sun too fierce to be eclipsed. We rise, black excellence above the ashes of tyranny, above the lies. We, Americans of struggle and triumph, a people unforgotten, unbreakable, still standing, still singing, still creating, still resisting. And what of our children? shackled by systems before they can dream, caged for survival, condemned for defiance, given numbers instead of names, sentenced to centuries for moments of pain. They are political in their presence, criminalized for being born black and brilliant. The school bell rings like a warning shot, a pipeline paved with metal detectors and missed potential. From Rikers to Angola, from juvie to life, these are not just inmates. They are stolen possibilities. Every cell echoes with a name that must never fade. For our light shines through slums and streets, illuminates palaces and prisons alike. We are the North Star, bold and burning. Our glow cannot be dimmed. This is a call to teach truth, to preserve the past, a call to remember, because we will never be erased.